New vistas lie before us previously unrealized, and we see beyond the I am to I am becoming. Eating this fruit gives you the power to see, and reach your goal and then to see another, as an endless stairway lays before you. It increases your optimism, and increases your sense of the dominating good that pervades all evolution. If you have any sense of impending doom, this will lift your spirits. Capricorn, as we progress toward the goal, spiritual or material, there are many obstacles that get in the way and often discourage the strongest of hearts. The reason there are more failures in life than successes is not talent, but that most people who fail give into discouragement, whereas the successful ones do not. If we just have a little more determination, will and persistence, then failure would be turned into success. The energy and vitality for such persistence comes from the fruit of Capricorn. Eating of this brings a renewal of sense of purpose and will and increases our faith that we will prevail and bring our decisions into reality. It increases our self-discipline and gives us power to focus attention so the goal is reached. This fruit also reveals to you as to whether your goals are in alignment with the higher will of God. To take full advantages of its energies, you must drop those not in alignment and go with those that are harmonious. Aquarius, the key word behind this quality is service, and is also the keynote of the coming age. The symbol of Aquarius is the man who bears the pitcher of water, and from it pours forth as living water to feed those who are thirsty for the waters and words of life. He who eats of this fruit must have a desire for selfless service, for it increases the power to serve. Many seekers want to do more, but feel they are doing all they can. This fruit will remove the obstacle so you will see the power to serve is within you no matter what your current circumstances. This fruit is very juicy and the water within it feeds and nourishes the soul. It brings your vision in alignment with the vision of God, making service an all-consuming passion. Your faith in yourself as a servant increases as you consume the living waters of the fruit and you see a vision of the fruit your works will bring forth among mankind because of your faith. Aquarius is my Sunday sign, and my wife and I will be nurturing the tree that bears this fruit, but there is room for all. If others feel this is their fruit, come serve with us. Pisces, he who partakes of this fruit will partake of the power of the faith of Christ, who told us that if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. Do you want to increase your faith and the faith of others? Do you want to see miracles happen in your life? Do others have faith in you and you do not want to let them down? Then this fruit will help you and increase your faith. Not only will it increase your faith, but if you contemplate after consuming it, you will sense and understand the principle of faith, and such understanding will increase your power to serve. Through faith you can walk with ease across the disturbing waters of life, as you breathe the fresh and exhilarating air in the real but unseen worlds. Salvation and sacrifice are two other keywords of this sign. Eating this fruit will give you power to save through stimulating the faith of others. You sacrifice consciousness in the lower self but gain 100-fold, as you shift consciousness by faith to the higher self. Part 11. Your job will be to tend and nurture one of these 12 trees, which are in reality 12 aspects of the one tree of life. On the other hand, you are not limited to partaking of only one fruit. You will share your fruit with others and others will share theirs with you, so you will periodically eat of all the 12 fruits. The next step is to pick the fruit you want to nurture. Do not worry if you are not sure which fruit to pick. You can change your mind later if desired. You and your partner now stand back and look at your tree. The buds on it are turning to fruit, which seems to mature in about a minute, as you put your attention on it. You pick one that almost seems to be calling out to you and hold it in your hands. As you look at it, the shape, characteristics and qualities become clear to you. The desire to eat of it becomes strong, as you sense that some spiritual qualities will be transmitted to you. You pause a moment and then you and your partner eat. Even though you expected the taste to be good, you find a new meaning to the word taste, as you savor the experience. The fruit is simply delightsome. Eating it is such a wonderful experience that you would think you would be addicted and want to stay all day and eat, But just one piece of the fruit seems to satisfy completely, and after you eat and are satisfied, you sense the qualities of your particular fruit being transmitted to you and your partner. After you are satisfied, you look around and see 12 trees in a circle bearing 12 different fruits, and you notice that the other 11 couples have also eaten of their fruit, and you sense their joy because of it. Now you realize that each of the 12 fruits will have a different taste and effect, and that you are free to exchange fruit with others. You and your partner both pick a piece of fruit from your tree and seek another to make a trade. You find another couple and make an exchange and sit down and eat together, fully aware of the zodiacal sign represented. As you eat this new fruit, you find it equally delicious, but different and wonderful. You can eat a third fruit if you wish, but I would not recommend more than three per visit, and often just one will suffice. Now, all couples look toward the center at one moment, as a cloud of light forms on the top of a gentle hill. As you adjust to the light, you see the image of a master, who represents the voice of God. Before your eyes, he divides in two, and now you see a male and female master drawing forth the energies just as you did, and a most beautiful tree begins to grow. It only takes a moment or two, and the tree grows to maturity and then buds forth fruit that grows into something with a rounded shape like large grapefruits, but a smooth surface like an apple, and brilliantly white and glowing. Within yourself, you know that this fruit is the most desirable of all fruits, and you contemplate the purpose, taste and effect of it, as you are made aware that you will soon taste of it. Using the meditation resume, where we left off by seeing yourself under your tree watching the dual masters under the central tree. All of us walk toward the center and gather around the central tree. One of the masters speaks, "All who reside on the physical earth lack perfect balance and need healed in some way. Come. Each of you take one leaf from this tree of life and eat." You proceed toward the tree with wonderment, as do the others, and pick a single leaf from the tree and eat. First you take a nibble, and from this you feel something like a warm electrical charge going through your being. Now you eat the whole thing and you feel almost reborn, as if you are standing in the center of the sun, receiving life energy, and blissfully loving every instant until you are completely recharged. You sense when you have received just the right amount of energy, and you look toward the masters again. One speaks, "Now you have abundance of energy, which is released to the group, so perfect balance and healing is obtained. Come forward to the center one at a time." A disciple goes to the center and assumes the lotus position, and all of us, including the masters, touch her with our right hands. Again the master speaks, "Let the life of God flow forth in abundance." All of us feel energy going through, not from us balancing her energies. Now the student gets up, and it is obvious that she not only feels healed, but ready to take on anything. Now we repeat this same process with the rest of the group. After all, the group has gone through this healing, including yourself. See us doing a similar healing with anyone else you desire to help. See this person materializing in the center, and then all of us touching him or her and sensing the healing energy being transmitted. This can create miracles for those who are ready. Part 12, the most desirable fruit. You look at the master's tree in the center on the gentle hill and you wonder about it. The fruit you have eaten so far is wonderful, yet you sense there is more, that this tree in the center is somehow a special tree. You are curious about how the fruit of the tree in the center could be more potent than what you have experienced thus far. The two masters unite again as one beautiful entity and speaks the answer you desire, as if you were reading your mind. My friends, the 12 trees you have manifested with the 12 different fruits represents the 12 highest qualities and tastes that you can manifest and take back to physical consciousness. These fruits represent the highest in the worlds of form, or the physical, the emotional and the plane of the mind. This fruit in the center represents the synthesis of your 12 fruits, but the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and through the synthesis of 12 a new ingredient is created that penetrates higher than the mind to the kingdom of God. Partaking of this fruit brings you to the pure love of God. Here you can freely partake of this fruit, which fills you with the love of God and links within you heaven and earth. After you eat and return, you will develop dual consciousness. At first you will not be able to take back to earth a complete consciousness of the love of God, but as you put attention on remembering The love will grow within you on earth, as it is in heaven. Come forward and eat. A brave soul steps forward and the master picks a piece of fruit and hands it to her. He sits down in front of the master and eats. As he eats, he looks very pleased and angelic. His body is turning a translucent glowing white with traces of gold and violet emanations. Others come forward and sit down, and eat until you sense it is your turn. You step forward and the master picks your fruit and hands it to you. Just the feel of it in your hand seems to fill you with light. Then you begin to eat, and as you do you realize that this fruit has the most exquisite taste of any fruit there is, and you realize the truth of the song, which speaks of the consciousness of Christ lifted up in you in this love. There is indeed a lifting up feeling and you realize that the pure love of God is more pure and intense than anything you have felt before. It is so intense that you sense that you will return with the memory that you experienced an intense love, but will be unable while in regular consciousness to recall the full intensity. As you finish the fruit you come to as full realization that this one fruit is a full synthesis of all 12 fruits and you consider the possibility that you will partake of it each time you come. Then the master speaks again. You will eat of the fruit of this tree only when it is granted to you by me or one appointed by me. Because you are still of the earth, it is wisdom to divide your attention on the various 12 aspects as needed. So unless this most desirable fruit is given to you, you are to eat of one or more of the 12 fruits of which you are most in need. This thought seems to satisfy your soul, for you feel the effect of this fruit will stay with you for some time to come. You eat the rest of your fruit, and after all of you are finished, the master sets their group around them in a circle in preparation for further instruction. From here the seeker can continue the meditation and listen, hear and know what the master has for him or her.